Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with Open Wheels Sprint Car and Lightning Sprints driver Scotty Bradley, IU women's basketball making history, IU men's basketball is getting closer to naming a new coach, the Indiana Pacers Indiana diver Andrew Capobianco wins 3-meter national diving championship, we'll have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So let's talk sports. We'll start with IU women's basketball beating Belmont 70-48 Wednesday in the second round of the NCAA tournament Mercado Region in San Antonio, Texas. The Hoosiers 20-5 on the year go to their first Sweet 16 in school history, their sixth straight 20-win season, seven of the last 8 years they have won 20 games or more, and they have 12 total seasons of 20 wins or more. The Hoosiers 5-6 all-time in NCAA tournament play, 4-2 under coach Terry Morin. They get it done at the free throw line with 19 of 25 and 8 points off the bench, which they did not get against VCU when they were held scoreless. Grace Berger, 17, to lead the way. Allie Patberg and Mackenzie Holmes, 13 each. Nicole Cardano-Hillary with 10. And Alexa Gulbe dominates the glass, 15 rebounds and 9 points. The Hoosiers led 15-12 after the first quarter, 30-18 at half, and then controlled the game from there, 51-33 at the end of 3, and then dominated in the fourth quarter to pull away. The Hoosiers beat NC State 73-70 Saturday evening to make their first Elite Eight appearance in school history and their first win ever against the Wolfpack. They were 0-4 before. The Hoosiers are now 6-6 all-time in the tournament and 5-2 under coach Terry Morin. Indiana is 21-5 overall, while NC State fell to 22-3. The Wolfpack snapped an 11-game win streak. Allie Patberg leads the way with 17 points. Mackenzie Holmes had 16, but fouled out late in the fourth quarter. Nicole Cardano-Hillary had 14 points, a double-double from Grace Berger with 12 points and 12 rebounds. Alexa Gulbe, 11 points and 10 rebounds. The Hoosiers had 9 turnovers, 10 steals, and 20 points off turnovers. The Wolfpack, 17 turnovers and 1 steal. IU freshman Keandra Brown hit 2 key free throws to give the Hoosiers the lead and also pulled down 2 rebounds late in that game. She came in for the final 3.5 minutes after Holmes fouled out. NC State led 22-14 after 1. The Hoosiers led 34-33 at half and 58-48 after 3 quarters. NC State made a run in the 4th quarter 22-15, but it was not enough as now the Hoosiers advanced to the Elite 8 for the first time in school history, and they will face the Arizona Wildcats tonight at 9 o'clock on ESPN. Arizona 19-5 on the year, beat Texas A&M the 2 seed 74-59. IU and Arizona have met twice in series history. December 12, 1999, the last meeting in Tucson where Arizona won 87-70. And then December 21, 1981 in Irvine, California, Arizona IU won 68-57. Arizona is led by former player Adia Barnes, a 1998 Arizona grad and the all-time leader in school history in points. She led the Wildcats to the 1998 Sweet 16, where they lost to Connecticut, their only other Sweet 16 appearance and their first Elite 8 appearance. Arizona will have a familiar face on the floor, as former IU player Ben Duyaney is a junior from Portland, Oregon with the Wildcats. Yaney played at IU from 2017 to 2019. She had 8.5 points, 4.3 rebounds, 76 games for IU, and 69 starts. She was part of the 2018 championship team for the WNIT and then was part of the NCAA tournament team when the Hoosiers lost to her home state school of Oregon in the second round. IU men's basketball has had six players enter the transfer portal this week. Senior Al Durham, sophomore Armon Franklin, freshman Jordan Geronimo, redshirt junior Ray Thompson, redshirt junior Parker Stewart, and freshman Christian Lander have all entered the transfer portal for the time being. This gives them the opportunity to go talk to other schools, but they have the option to come back to Indiana if they choose to. Indiana University is still looking for a men's basketball coach, and all indications are they are going to hire IU graduate Mike Woodson as coach. Woodson is 63 years old, played for the Hoosiers from 1976 to 1980, a graduate of Broad Ripple High School, has 25 years of NBA coaching experience. He's been a head coach for 9 seasons, 6 with the Atlanta Hawks, and 3 with the New York Knicks. Also appears that former Butler Xavier and Ohio State head coach Thad Matta will be coming to Bloomington as the associate AD for the men's basketball team to help Woodson. The Indiana Pacers are 21-23 in the Central Division. They lost to Milwaukee 140-113, beat the Pistons 116-111, and beat Dallas 109-94. They're at Washington tonight. They host Miami Wednesday, host Charlotte on Friday, and at San Antonio on Saturday. And redshirt junior Andrew Capobianco is the repeat champ in the NCAA 3-meter diving event at Greensboro, North Carolina, with a career high of 505.20. It's the 8th title for IU in the event. Capobianco won it in 2019. There was no meet last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Ken Sitzberger won it for the Hoosiers in 65 and 67. Jim Henry in 1969 and 70. Brian Bungum in 1977. Rob Bollinger in 1981. The Hoosiers finished in 6th place with 207 points. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. The boys state basketball finals will take place this Saturday, April the 3rd at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. In Class 1A, Couts 29-2 will face Bar Reeve 28-2 at 10 a.m. First state finals appearance for Couts, 7th state finals appearance for Bar Reeve. They won it all in 2015. In Class 2A at 1:30, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian 27-3 will take on Park Heritage 27-3. Third state finals appearance for Blackhawk Christian, and just third year of existence for Park Heritage, which was the consolidation of Rockville and Turkey Run. In Class 3A, Leo, making its first state finals appearance at 24-4, will take on Silver Creek 24-4 at 5 p.m. Silver Creek won it all in 2019. And in Class 4A, at 8:30, Carmel takes on Lawrence North. Carmel 25-2. They have been to the state final 7 times, won it all in 1977, 2012, 2013, and 2019. Lawrence North, 5 state finals, 4 state championships, 1989, 2004, 2005, and 2006. They are led by 2022 IU commit CJ Gunn, 13.8 points a game, and Donovan McCauley, IU quarterback commit, 7.6 points a game. Also should mention that Silver Creek is going for something that's only happened twice in Indiana high school basketball history. That is trying to be the third school to win both the boys and girls state titles in the same year. The girls did it earlier this year. They would join Oregon Davis in 2007 and Warren Central in 2018 as the only schools to complete that feat. That is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk to open wheel, sprint car, and lightning sprints driver Scotty Bradley. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It's time to welcome in my guest. He is open wheel sprint car and lightning sprints driver and Bloomington's own Scotty Bradley. Scotty, thanks for joining me. Great to have you today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
So you're going to have a pretty busy summer from what you're telling me, with racing several cars and going several places.
Yes, we're going to start our main lightning sprint season. Starts April 10th. It's going to be an invite-only deal with the World of Outlaws. The World of Outlaws is a pretty big deal around here. I believe it's their only turn in Indiana this year. We're the support series for them and the only support series. It'll be the lightning sprints, and then it'll be just the World Outlaw sprint cars. So it starts April 10th down there in Hobstadt, Indiana, Tri-State Speedway. It's an amazing place to run. Got a brand-new race car we're going to debut. It's been about 2 years in the making, one of the best of the best.
And being that it's invite only, man, that has to make you feel good that they think highly of you to be able to go compete against the best of the best.
Yes, it's, you know, I've won two championships with the MMSA. My brother's won two. My brother was first in national points and got beat in a tiebreaker by, I think, 0.1 on national USAC national points. I think he won 11 races that year. Going far out is Bakersfield, California.
It sounds like you get to travel all over the place and at least all over Indiana. Talk about your schedule and your plans for this summer.
This summer, it's going to be, as long as COVID stays good, we're going to try to race as much as we can. We got shorthanded last year, didn't get a lot of seat time. I think I might have run 5 times last year. Andy run pretty much every race, so there's probably 10, 12 races. That's very low for us. Usually we race once a weekend, if not 2 to 3 times in a week. So it's one of them things where when the COVID hit, we grinned and bared it, and we're ready to rip now. So I'm ready.
I bet you are. Were you surprised that you got to race at all last season, given the circumstances?
I knew it would finally open up some. I think we had enough people, you know, people were starving, you know. I mean, it was one of them things where businesses were going out. It's still affecting us to this point right now, because it's hard buying race car parts because there's no metal to make the parts. We're having a very, very tough time with aluminum. It's starting to come back around, but I think it's going to have a lull in it for a while until it catches itself back up.
So how many locations do you get to go in Indiana this coming summer?
This summer, we'll probably run at least 8 to 10 different racetracks in the two series that we run. Mainly, it's the, like I said, the MMSA, Midwest Mini Sprint Series. You guys can check them out on Facebook. And then we're going to run the Race Saber division, which is a 305 wing sprint car. We're going to do that as much as we can. We'll probably have, I'd say the Race Saber's probably got 6 different tracks and the MMSA's got 8 to 10.
Do you have a favorite track that you like to run at?
Every one that I run good in.
So that's how many?
Yeah. I mean, I always love running in front of my home crowd. It always means a lot to me. So Brownstown's always been a good track for me, North Vernon. I used to dislike Brownstown like no other. It was one of them things where it was always kind of a little choppy and rough and slick. It depended on what it was, what kind of rain you got the night before or the day of. But I probably won more lightning sprint races down there in a 2-year span than anybody. So we were just bad fast down there.
Bloomington's got 15 dates. They start April the 9th. It looks like you're going to run about half those races. Yep. How excited are you to get back to your home track and race in front of all those fans? And has there been any, have they talked about what the restrictions are going to be yet for the crowds?
You know, as of yesterday, I was told and heard of that April 6th, we're wide open. So I don't see any restrictions on outside venues at all. And we look forward to seeing the people in the stands.
You've talked about your two championships. How many wins do you have under your belt, and how long have you been involved in racing?
The involvement in racing probably started when I got out of high school. We was always involved in racing, but never really got into it until after high school. I played football at Bloomington South, state champion in 98, runner-up in 97. So we were committed to football. So the racing stuff didn't start until after I was out of high school. Parents told us we could do one sport and one sport only, and we held to it. And it's been a from that point on is when we started racing, and we've got a business now, Hoosier Speed. We buy race cars, we build them, sell them new, used, any kind of part you can imagine. That's what we do. It's born into us, and we feel like given the sponsor or the companies, you know, we got several different venues that come to us and want us to sell their product because we race good, we race hard.
You know, you race a lot of short tracks. Do you ever think there's a next level, like trying to go up to maybe a NASCAR minor league or anything?
Probably not. Being 40 years old, I'm pretty much out of my prime. I think if I was to ever get out of racing, I'll probably just do a lot of boating on the lake. I like doing that in my off time, you know, when I'm not racing. So if the sun's shining, I'm either in a race car or floating on the boat.
You've got your own shop. You know, I'm sure that you work at the Hoosier Hills Career Center. I'm sure that between that and the shop, you're pretty much, that's where you're at most of the time, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty much married to it. The shop, as soon as I get off school, I come down to the shop and we'll do our maintenance on our cars. We've got a new car right now going out to California. We've got one going over, or had two of our cars that are possibly going to Australia, and it's cars that we've built over the plant. We've built like 16, 18 of these cars in the last 5 years, you know, and we're really getting out there. One thing that really helped us, we went out to the Tulsa Shootout with Chase Briscoe, which you guys know is now a NASCAR driver. Me and Chase are good buddies. We went to DeCoin. We went to Tulsa, the Shootout, and literally won everything out there. And that's when our product really started booming.
Tulsa is the home of the Chili Bowl. So have you did you get to participate in the actual Chili Bowl itself?
I have not participated as a driver, but I was actually asked this winter to be help on the Chase Elliott crew through a guy in Terre Haute named Paul May. And we went up there, and Chase Elliott's a natural. We was really impressed with him. He's a very, very nice guy. Good racer, is very smooth on the throttle. The Chili Bowl is a special race. It's a lot of luck, and the people you race next to, they've got to, you know, drive their good line and everything like that. If not, you can be the best driver in the world going to turn one and get turned over and dumped, you know, and it's just that luck part of it. So it was an awesome experience. My brother actually got to run in the Chili Bowl this year. He won that in a moped race outside. Actually, it was a lime scooter race, so. Kind of weird. I mean, it works, but.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Scotty Bradley. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, open wheel sprint car and Lightning Sprints driver and Bloomington native Scotty Bradley. Scotty, we were talking about your friendship with Mitchell's own Chase Briscoe. How cool is it to see him, you know, in the NASCAR Xfinity Series doing a great job and kicking butt?
In the Xfinity Series, he was awesome. You know, he almost broke the record of 9 races in one season. Didn't win points, but he should have. But I mean, just 9 races. I mean, them guys, that's the step below top tier NASCAR. I wish him the best of luck in the NASCAR Series, Winston Cup, whatever they call it nowadays, Xfinity, whatever it is. But anyways, yeah, he's a good friend of mine. We've had a lot of fun together. We've raced together. He's raced for me and my brother, along with Christopher Bell. 2 great drivers. The guy's just got natural talent, and he'll be good.
How cool is it to race with guys like that you've competed against here in places like Bloomington? Now you see them on national TV week after week.
It's pretty neat. You know, Chase is just an all around great kid. He was, you know, growing up, his family, they're great people. He was raised well, and he had the best coach in the world, his dad. You know, his dad was awesome.
Bloomington's had a lot of great drivers. Obviously, the Kinzer family has been important to Bloomington. We've had some other great drivers. Who did you look up to as a kid growing up here?
Okay, there's several, actually. One of them being Kevin Briscoe, Randy and Steve Kinzer, and Mickey Smith, actually. And they were all non-wing and wing sprint car drivers. You know, that's what we wanted to be when we were growing up. You know, we didn't have a lot of money when we first started out, and we've worked really hard for what we've got. Me and my brothers even talked about maybe building a car and putting talent in it, you know, just to get their feet wet, and maybe to, you know, develop them into something. It is tough. You know, some of that stuff takes sponsor money. We try to push, you know, kids to, you know, stay in school and do right and stay in sports. You know, when you get off the school bus or get home from school, something to look forward to.
You talked about your brother and, you know, the relationship you have and the fact that he's also racing as well. How much do you guys help each other out? Are you always together? I mean, what is that relationship like? And do you give each other advice on your races?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if the racetrack, say we go to Bloomington, and my brother likes to run the rim. He likes that momentum racing. I'm the complete opposite, but he'll be like, well, the top's faster, Scotty. I'm like, yeah, I'll make the bottom just as fast. You know, Randy Kinzer once told me the fastest way around Bloomington Speedway is the bottom, not the top. So I've always got that in the back of my mind. But yeah, we bounce ideas off each other. He actually is a professional airline captain. You know, I think he's based out of Indianapolis. When he's not flying, me and him's together in the shop.
I'm sure a fun relationship, an interesting relationship. Do you have disagreements at times when things aren't going well for either one of you?
You know, usually we stay pretty even keeled. I mean, well, I really wouldn't call it a disagreement. It's more like, well, you know, he's going to tell me his side and I'm going to tell him my side. And we're trying to meet in the middle. You know, we've never really took each other out, but one time on a racetrack, actually twice, once at Salem, he got me, and once at Bloomington, but the time at Bloomington wasn't his fault. He had a suspension part break and put him up into me. So we get along together like brothers, but we really have a really, really great relationship.
So is he going to race some of the same places that you are? What's his schedule going to be like?
Andy's schedule is probably going to be a little bit different. He's not got a Lightning Sprint together yet. Like I said, we built this new car and we got this invite. It's actually still, we're real close to having it done. Within the next week, we'll have it done. But he's been kind of doing his stuff here at the shop on customers' cars, getting them out for everybody else to enjoy. His schedule is going to be 410 non-wing, local Bloomington, Putnamville, Paragon probably. And then he's going to be running the Race Sabres as well with me. So, and our crew chief's Daryl Tate. I'm sure a lot of people know his name in the racing world. Daryl's been doing it since probably the age 16, 18, maybe even before that. But Daryl's, he's a seasoned crew chief. That's where Andy's actually at right now. He's at the Daryl's shop doing his work.
Did you have a favorite NASCAR driver growing up?
I've always been a Kenny Schrader fan. Reason being, Kenny could drive anything. He was a dirt guy, you know. And then Tony Stewart come along, Jeff Gordon. It's really amazing how many people are coming back from grassroots dirt racing up into the ranks of, you know, NASCAR and the Xfinity Series. It's going to get intense, I believe.
When is your first race at Bloomington?
At Bloomington, you know, I don't know on that one. I think they start April 2nd. I don't know if we're the first or second race there. Got my race saver. It's pretty much getting pretty close to being ready. I'm going to try to beat it. But April 10th is what my first aim is with the MMSA.
Is there a website for your shop, and or do you do the social media stuff that a lot of the racers do?
Yes, it's a Hoosier Speed on Facebook, and we've got, you know, we sell parts, we sell cars. If anybody wants to get us, just hit us up on Facebook and give us a like.
Again, Bloomington's got a lot of dates. I know they made some upgrades to their track the last couple of years. So what do you think of all the new upgrades? And I'm sure you're just chomping at the bit to get back to having fans in the stands.
Yeah, absolutely. The fans in the stands is why we do this. Not only just for us racing, it's, you know, it's entertainment. We done one race this year at Bloomington. It was the first race that we actually got to race, and first race Bloomington did. It was just video only, you know, dirt to media sports done it. They done a great job, but it was one of them things where it just ain't the same when you ain't got nobody there. Andy won it. And, you know, you go in there and you give your little interview and you're done, you know, and, you know, that's not what it's about.
And I'm sure you guys took notice going around seeing just the empty stands and nobody there.
You usually don't when you're under throttle, because there's a lot of stuff going on. You got, you know, 16 to 20 other drivers you're trying to fend off or pass. Usually you don't even think about it until you hit a caution lap and you get to look over to the right a little bit and see it looks like a ghost town. It's not cool at all.
Well, Scotty, I thank you very much for joining me today. Good luck to you this year, and we'll be following you. Thanks a bunch.
All right. I appreciate it, Nick. I'd like to thank a few sponsors, if that's all right. Hoosier Speed out of Bloomington, Indiana. Engler Machine and Tool out of Princeton, Indiana. They do our fuel injections for our lightning sprints and our sprint cars. Awesome people. And then Performance Electronics out of Cincinnati, Ohio. My dad, Bradley Myers Excavating. I don't know if I said Hoosier Speed or not. All right. I appreciate it, Nick.
All right, Scotty.
Nice talking with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, and good luck. And we'll do this again soon.
Thank you very much.
My thanks to Scotty Bradley for being my guest this week. It's a busy week in IU athletics as women's soccer hosts Michigan State at noon on Wednesday and travel to Purdue Saturday at 1 o'clock. Volleyball hosts Ohio State Friday and Saturday at 4 p.m. both days. Baseball is at Ohio State Friday through Sunday. Friday, 3:05 p.m. Saturday, doubleheader starting at 1:05 and the series finale at 1:05 on Sunday. Softball is at Iowa Friday through Sunday. Track and field at the Big Ten meet in Jacksonville, Florida, Friday through Sunday. Field hockey is at Ohio State Friday through Sunday. Water polo hosts top-ranked USC Saturday and Sunday, 1 p.m. both days. Men's golf hosts the Hoosier Invitational at the brand-new Foul Course Saturday and Sunday. Men's tennis Saturday at Michigan, Sunday at Michigan State, noon both days. Men's soccer hosts Maryland, 1 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. Women's golf is at the Indiana Spring Challenge at the Covered Bridge Golf Course, Sunday through Monday in Sellersburg, Indiana. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.